Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our gallery.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That song's The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. Check that out when you get a chance. You'll like it. It's a great album. But that album goes back a ways, but it's still a lot of great music there. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you'll find lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Subscribe to my newsletter. My blog is there. The knowledge base is there. We have a poll question. Every week we ask a different poll question. We want to know what you think, so check that out. And one of the people you'll find there is our good friend Terry Barber. He's got a nice little suite that he's building on our website that we're building for him on our website of information that he's been providing us on inspiring. I'm becoming an inspirational leader, and you know that's how you know you're not a manager, folks. That you've graduated and elevated yourself beyond just being a manager when you can actually inspire somebody. Terry's book is called The Inspiration Factor. Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about these diseases that companies get into, and I fear that in the last 2-3 years, a lot of companies have gotten diseased. Maybe they've even created some new diseases we didn't have before. We've got a lot of catching up to do. A lot of companies have a lot of catching up to don't they, Terry?
Yeah, in fact, we've identified probably 10 of them all together, but the ones that seem to really resonate to the top, Jim, would be, and I'll just rattle off 3 more real quick, RDD, retention deficit disease.
Yeah.
Right now, according to the CNN survey, again, 2011, 84% of employees will seek out employment elsewhere this year.
Wow.
An amazing statistic. CLD disease, customer loyalty disease. U.S. companies increased their spending on customer loyalty programs by 300%.
So, do you have a list? Do you have this list of diseases available on your website?
Yes.
Okay, folks, so go check it out. You've also got a little test or something, a little evaluation there on the homepage, don't you?
I do, which makes for a really fun kind of encounter in terms of understanding a little bit about who you are from an inspirational profile perspective. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, Terry, we've talked about several of these diseases, and I agree with you. And I do think it's important to put a handle on them. I think it's important not to squish them all together and say we're sick. I think it's important to put a name, so to speak, and to identify some of these things. But let's talk about, regardless of, I'm gonna go out on a limb here, Terry, and say that you can come up with 10 diseases, but there's pretty much one thing that you can do that will cure most of them, if not all of them. And that's just recognizing that as you said earlier, your job is not to boss people around, but to motivate them, to inspire them to do their job with excellence. What do you think?
Dead on. And it's just absolutely amazing how easy that really is. And it's not something that's limited by a personality profile, Jim. It really is what I would consider to be much more of a character trait or something that can be learned and actually applied and deployed no matter who you are. And I've seen this happen across the board for regardless of cultures and genders and whatever other kind of barrier may be, it fits, it works across the board for anybody.
One of the things to me, Terry, that it just is so simple. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy to do, but it's so simple to recognize. And that is that, and I've forgotten who said this, but some famous person said, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't care who gets the credit.
Wow.
And if you're the boss, if you're the owner, if you're the manager, if you're the leader of an organization and your people do something great and you recognize the heck out of them, you're not diluting your recognition. You're not diluting the credit, your this potential for you. You're magnifying it because everybody knows you're the person who led this team into battle. What do you think, Terry?
You know, I love that because that's actually one of the driving principles of inspiration And what you're referring to is the principle of validation, the ability to turn around and to affirm, to validate someone else, regardless of whether or not you get credit or not, because you know it's best and you know that it's elevating them to a place of recognition and appreciation, and it's just part of paying it forward. So
there's nothing easier to do, and there's nothing that gives you more leadership capital than that, in my opinion. What do you think, Terry?
I think it's true, and I've often heard it referred to as shared leadership.
Basically meaning that there's
a platform here big enough for all of us to stand on. I don't have to be the only one up there in conductor fashion telling everybody what to do and where to go. You know, we're in this together, and we all play a very critical role. I think probably one of the most critical roles, another role that a leader can play in this day and time, is help people understand, connect their work to an end product, to an end cause that's bigger than themselves, that's bigger than profit.
Yeah.
That's leadership.
An idea, a vision, a value, some values. I agree with you. Hey, Terry, give us that website again, please.
GIinspiration.com.
All right. And the book is called The Inspiration Factor, right?
That's it.
Hey, Terry, thanks for being here. Great job today. Will you come back another day real soon?
Yeah, just let me know. And thanks again, Jim, for having me on. I hope you make it a great day, because I know you will go be the most inspiring person you know today.
Thanks, Terry. Terry Barber, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.